The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Looking for a product mentioned on The Trend Reporter? Check out our Amazon page to shop the show. Also, check out my Instagram and YouTube for more beauty and wellness coverage, including tutorials and more. Links in the show notes. I'm Mara Esquivel-Campo, journalist and beauty obsessive. Keeping up with beauty and wellness trends is a lot of work, so let me do it for you. Today on The Trend Reporter, tea detoxes.
The idea is that you're drinking this mixture of teas and that it's really flushing your system.
Nutritionist Maya Feller on the social media craze.
They do see rapid weight loss.
Are detoxes a safe way to lose weight, cleanse, and reset? Or could they actually be dangerous?
We just don't actually know all of what's in there.
Everything you want to know about the beauty and wellness trends worth knowing. So this is a topic that I'm really interested in right now because, like many people, I gained weight during quarantine and I don't feel great. And I don't feel great because I've gained the weight, and I don't feel great because my nutrition has been terrible. Yeah. So I am one of those people who's now looking for a way to cleanse and to detox and to reset. Yeah. And these tea detoxes seem to be a solution. They're advertised as exactly that, as a way to reset and cleanse and detox when you feel that you need it. So let's set the table a little bit here first. What is a tea detox?
So a tea detox, as I understand it, is that you would drink a set of teas, right, that have some type of property of either cleansing your system and then also hydrating you significantly. And I've seen different ones on the market where you do like a liver cleanse, or you do, you know, one that's supposed to help with your blood sugars, or ones that are supposed to help with your blood pressure. But the idea is that you're drinking this mixture of teas and that it's really flushing your system.
So there are a lot of these on the market. I just bought one so that I could try it because, like I said, I feel like I need it, but I'm also curious to try it for a product review because we do product reviews here on the Trend Reporter. And I will let you guys know how that goes. But one thing I was cautious about was that a lot of them seem to contain laxatives, and yeah, I didn't want to get into that space. What are some of the ingredients that we're seeing in these tea detoxes?
Yeah, so for the laxative portion, some of them are using like fibers and psyllium, things like that to really speed the digestion. That's the flushing of the system. Sometimes they use things that are supposed to tone the liver, like milk thistle. I've also seen ones that have caffeine in varying amounts, you know, so that it acts as a stimulant. And sometimes when you have stimulants in those teas, it also acts as an appetite suppressant. I mean, it depends on who makes it, because really you can put almost anything into a tea and then market it as something that is supposed to flush your system.
Have you seen the popularity of this increase in recent years? I feel like there's teas everywhere.
I'm going to be as polite as I possibly can. I feel like these teas are really like, bust the belly fat, bust the belly fat. And I'm always a little bit like, ooh, I'm not sure. And they have been around forever, right? Like in all health food stores. So I have to say, like, what people are seeing now, and folks are up in arms one way or another about the detox, they've been here forever, like forever. There are even teas that are like the stallion tea. I mean, when you go into some health food stores, they're just on shelves as a mainstay.
I mean, the show is about beauty and health and wellness. So I would never, ever want to promote something to anyone that was dangerous or that was going to be bad for them, right? There's this kind of reaction that a lot of people have just to the idea of a tea detox, that it's inherently unhealthy, that it's inherently dangerous, that it's about, you know, laxatives, and it's kind of down that eating disorder rabbit hole. But what you've just described, like a lot of fiber, a little bit of caffeine, is it really that terrible?
So this is what I say, is that you have to take everything with a grain of salt, and you have to understand what it's supposed to do, why you're using it, and what your current health status is. For my patients, when people work with me, I do say to them that I don't recommend detoxes. I am very careful with them because many of them do have that laxative in them. And what laxatives do is it speeds the food through your digestive system. And when you use it over time, your body actually forgets how to make a bowel movement and becomes dependent on the laxative. So I'm not a huge fan of anything that makes you reliant upon it in that way. I also think that if someone's saying, you know what, I want to engage in mindful weight loss, which I absolutely will always support, there's a way to do it where you're not losing 3, 4, 5 pounds in a week. Because what's happening there is that that's a combination of water, right? But it's also because you're malabsorbing. And when we malabsorb over time, that means we're missing out on key nutrients. And so I'm not a huge fan of these types of detoxes. I would rather say, and yes, it is a little bit more work than sitting down and drinking 3 cups of tea in a day that has, you know, something that's going to speed food through your system. But I would say, like, let's readjust and take a look at what you're currently doing and then think like, okay, well, how do we increase the fiber? Is there a way to do something that's more moderate, right? So, and then I really tailor it to the individual before saying, okay, let's just dive into a detox. And many of them, I also have to say, you asked about the safety, you know, supplements are widely unregulated. There are third-party, certifications that people can get, which I think is always, really important. But many of these detoxes are not regulated by the FDA. And so we just don't actually know all of what's in there.
Some of the criticism I feel like is about the category, the idea of a detox or a cleanse in general, that in and of itself is an unhealthy process. It's mentally and spiritually unhealthy, and it's also physically not great for you. Is that true?
So I think that there's no perfect answer. And I know many traditions and cultures that actually engage in fasting and resetting on an annual basis. And so I say that it really depends on the individual. It depends on your belief system. It depends on how you're entering into it. You know, I have patients who did a Daniel fast all of last year.
So talk about the Daniel fast, because I find the Daniel fast very funny, and I'll tell you why in a second. But first, tell us what a Daniel fast is.
So a Daniel fast is, well, this is how some of my patients did it, was where there are days where you only have vegetables, right? And you're supposed to, you know, engage in some type of spiritual thought as well with those days of, you know, only vegetable consumption. And for some of my patients that did this, they actually had great outcomes. And not in terms of weight, but in terms of how they thought about food and kind of their balance. And then I had other patients who wanted to do Daniel fast because they said, oh, this is, you know, a way for me to talk to God and lose weight.
Jesus, I want to be skinny.
And sometimes the outcomes were okay. You know what I mean? Not as great. And so I say that to say that I think it would be presumptuous of me when someone comes in and they're like, I want to do a Daniel fast. And I'm like, no, you can't, right? Like, who am I to tell you as part of your spiritual path that that's not something that you can do? So like, I just try to support folks in the safest way possible for whatever it is that's a part of their belief system.
Yeah. The reason that Daniel fast makes me laugh is because the first time I was introduced to it, I was with a friend who was eating chips and guacamole, and she said she was on a Daniel fast, and that's why she was eating chips and guacamole. And I said, well, what is this fast that allows you to do the chips and guacamole? She said, well, it's only fruits and vegetables. And I'm like, well, how does the chips and guacamole fit? She said, well, it's just fruit. The avocado is fruit. The chips are corn. And I was like, wait a minute.
That's not a Daniel fast.
I mean, listen, in her space, it was fruit and corn, okay? So back to the tea detoxes and the dangers, because, you know, some people, especially with the laxatives, people get very concerned about that. Yeah. Can these tea detoxes be dangerous?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You never know in terms of drug interaction or drug nutrient interaction. Let's say you have somebody, you know, that's taking a medication, or maybe they're taking another source of fiber or something. I say just, you know, tread lightly in that area 100%.
So what are some of the possible side effects?
So if you have excessive, you know, stool diarrhea over time, as I said, malabsorbing, for some people, it can cause dehydration, which is really of concern. And this is also like, we're in a moment still, we're like, yes, we're coming out on the end, but like, we don't want to be hanging out in hospitals, right? Like you don't, like, if you get dehydrated, you have to go in for rehydration. And that's one of those things where I'm just like, it's not worth it. It can also malabsorb all the fat soluble vitamins because things are rushing through your body too quickly. So that's your A, your D, your E, and your K. For sure, the water soluble vitamins. I would be concerned about electrolyte imbalance when used in excess and over time. I mean, I don't love it. I don't like anything where it's like you're losing 3 to 5 pounds in a week. I'm just thinking it's too fast.
So when it comes to weight loss, and detoxes, does it work?
Absolutely. Yes, they will see. And most people that do it, they do see rapid weight loss.
Is it maintainable weight loss?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Will it come back?
Likely it will, because here's the thing. For anybody that wants to engage in weight loss, it's also about lifestyle and, you know, sustainable change. So when you're doing a detox, it's rapid, right? You just lose that weight quickly. You didn't change any of your behaviors around food or the interaction. It wasn't like you were all of a sudden thinking, oh, you know what? I need to make a different breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You're like, I'm just drinking a tea and I'm, you know, having a lot of, you know, excrement coming out of my body and losing weight. And that's really what's happening.
When it comes to resetting, so a lot of people are looking for a cleanse. They feel bloated. They feel gross psychologically. They don't feel great because of whatever has happened. So when it comes to kind of a reset and a cleanse, does it work?
I don't think so. So I don't know that it's going to make you psychologically feel better in terms of your gas and bloating, because it does have, many of them do have laxatives and caffeine. You might actually experience additional gas and bloating because you're having to go to the bathroom so much, which is what happens with laxatives, right? People are like, oh my goodness, my stomach was a disaster. And so I don't know that it's going to give you that physiological feel good sensation that you're looking for.
So if someone is listening to this and they're listening because they want to cleanse, they want to detox, they want to lose some weight, they want to reset, and by someone, I mean me, what is your recommendation?
So I would say, honestly, and this is what a lot of my patients have been doing, we've been looking like back to the old ways. Like I'm like tapping into my Caribbean roots and we're like, let's revisit the green juice, you know, like let's revisit the thinking about how those things are coming into your body. And I have to tell you, a lot of people are like, wow, this feels good, right? You know, starting the morning off with an all green juice and then thinking about the types of teas that you're having throughout the day, that feels good. And when I say teas, I don't mean teas that are making you detox, but I mean like teas, like calming teas, like lemon balm and dandelion tea, you know, chamomile, mint, for all the people that are not, you know, allergic to them. Those are incredible and can be wonderful throughout the course of the day. And for sure, we're definitely thinking about increasing your fiber through increasing your fruit and vegetable intake. And that, a lot of my patients right now are saying, wow, this just also feels good for the season, because that's what's in season right now. So you're eating what's fresh and it's as nutrient dense as it can be because it's right from the field. And it just has that gives them the feel good physiological that they're looking for, plus the hydration.
So for a green juice, is there a kind of go-to green juice recipe that you love? What does that look like to you?
Yeah, so it depends on how bitter or tart you can go.
I need it sweet, sweet, sweet. Don't give me no kale and cucumber juice.
So that's where you put a pear in or an apple. So sometimes we'll do a pear and an apple, a pear or an apple, and then the carrots are nice and sweet, so we'll do that. I do love a little bit of parsley. I do love the celery, and I do love a romaine lettuce, which I perceive to be on the sweeter side. If you put all of that into the juicer, you know, you've got this nice elixir. I think you're starting the day out, or really any time of the day, I think it's giving you a good flood of those antioxidants that we want. You know, you're feeling good and you're hydrating yourself.
I never thought of romaine lettuce. This is why I love you. You're always full of these like amazing little hacks.
Well, thank you. You know, I love food. And I mean, I really do. You know, I love food and yes. I love nutrition. So the combination, it's like, all right, well, what can we do so that you want to come back to it? Because that's the whole thing, Mara, right? You said it's like, what can I do to make myself feel better? But then it's also like, what can you do to make yourself feel better day after day?
Okay. And to be clear, you say a detox is not the way to do that, but a green juice cleanse could be, depending on the individual. But of course, as with anything, consult your doctor or nutritionist first. Maya, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you on social media?
So you can find me on social, Maya Feller RD, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or my website, mayafellernutrition.com.
All right. That was great, Maya. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Hey guys, I'd love to hear from you. Hit me up on Instagram with show ideas, guest suggestions, or products you'd like to know more about. Also, don't forget that you can shop the show on our Amazon page and check out my YouTube page for tutorials and more. Links in the show notes.
The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.